Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, what's your favourite sport to watch?
Formula One.
Hey, didn't they just have a race here?
Yes, they did. In Melbourne, finally, in Australia, after a couple of years of COVID, and I don't even remember, but in fact, when COVID hit, they actually were in Melbourne. They'd come over to race, and then they had to can it on the last, so they didn't get to race, and they had to send everybody home, which was a real issue. And then, of course, the whole world went into shutdown, including Formula One. So first time in 2 years that it's come back, and the Australians, the Melbourne crowd, loved it.
Oh, yeah, I bet you they did. Did you know that they race on the Albert Park circuit, which is kind of around the lake there?
Yeah, I do.
And it's 5.279 kilometres, and they do 58 laps.
I didn't know all of that. In fact, they've used the time off really well. They've actually changed the track a little bit. They resurfaced the whole track, and they changed some of the corners to make it actually a faster track than it used to be. And so, yeah, the track seemed to work really well. There was some exciting stuff, a few offs, a few little crashes in qualifying and practice. The race went pretty smoothly for most people. A few cars didn't finish, but, yeah, the track seemed to go pretty well.
Now, we're talking roughly around about 300 kilometres for the whole race. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, so if you work out how many laps times the distance, yeah, you're there. I haven't really thought about it, but I'll tell you what they were averaging, though. In qualifying, they were getting down to averaging speed 150 miles per hour for a lap.
Wow.
That's incredible. So that's their average
speed. It's about 240 kilometres an hour.
1.6 kilometres per mile, is that right?
Well, it's 5 miles to 8 Ks or something along those lines. But anyway, you know, the winner, Charles Leclerc,
Charles Leclerc.
That's the man, yeah, he's from Monaco. He did it in 1 hour, 27 minutes, 46.548 seconds. They have to go to that 100th of a second, don't they?
They do, because sometimes, I mean, not so much in a race, but I tell you what, in qualifying, they're talking thousands of a second can be the difference between pole position or not. And the way they do qualifying, they have all 20 cars come out. They do qualifying one, and they knock out the slowest 5 cars. And so trying to get into those top 15, then they have a break, a short break, 10 minutes. They go back to the pits, and they have a second qualifying. They knock out 5 more, and then they get to the top 10. Now, getting into the top 10 really does come down to thousands of a second often.
Wow. I noticed that he actually won the race by 20-odd seconds from Sergio Perez from Mexico. Now, is that a big margin?
It is pretty big margin. They've got new cars this year, which we spoke about. The racing's been a lot closer this year than in previous years because of the change in the cars. But he, like Ferrari, have really come out this season and dominated. Max Verstappen from Red Bull was the world champion last year, won for the first time. Lewis Hamilton had won previous, I think, 6 or 7 years in a row. So there was a bit of a change last year, but Ferrari had struggled really the last 2 seasons. A couple of years ago, they were going very well, but they had an issue with their engine that was a little bit illegal, and the FIA made them change that, and they sort of dropped right off the pace. But obviously, last year, they were really preparing their new car, and they've come out, and they've done very, very well. So Leclerc is leading the championship, and he's had, I think, now 2 wins and a second.
Yeah, he's 3 podium finishes.
So he's dominating. And Carlos Sainz, who unfortunately in this race, he was so unlucky. He was just about to cross the line in his qualifying run, and there was a car that stopped on the track, and they have a red flag. Now, in a red flag situation, if you haven't crossed the line, your lap time is null and void.
Oh.
And he was 5 metres from the line when the light came on.
Wow.
And if he'd got his time, he would have qualified right up on the near the front. But because of that, his time didn't count, and then they had to stop the qualifying. They only had 2 minutes to qualify, and unfortunately his tyres were cold. He couldn't, and he started ninth, and he should have been up the top with his teammate. And unfortunately he sort of got pushed to the back and then had a bit of an accident, came off and couldn't get started again. So Ferrari are dominating the Constructors' Championship, and also Leclerc is dominating the Driver Championship.
You were talking about Verstappen before. Now, he won one of the races, but he's had two DNFs.
He has, and you just can't – and that's the thing. Like, he was in good position in the first race and had a DNF, so no points, and then he won in Saudi Arabia. Again, great race with him and Leclerc, best race we've had for a long time. And then he was second this time. But Leclerc, the Ferraris had Red Bull covered this. Like, he was, like, easily pulling out 8 to 10 seconds ahead of them. There was a couple of times when there was a safety car. When they have a safety car, all the cars bunch up again. So I think two or three times they had the safety car, and every time Leclerc just pulled away and was really controlling the race. And Verstappen was not going to catch him, but was comfortably second, and then had an issue. So they, after the race, they hadn't said what it was, but it was either a fuel or some type of fluid, hydraulic fluid. But the car was, when he pulled over, they're so hot. When they're moving, they keep them cool. But as soon as he pulled over, of course, the engine caught on fire. So that had to be put out.
Now, Lewis Hamilton, he was fourth in this race, and he's had a podium finish. He's up in about fifth overall in the championship at the moment. Is he a chance?
I'm not sure. Mercedes are struggling a little bit. They've won the constructors, I think, 8 years in a row. So they have dominated, but they've come out with this new car and they're a bit on the back foot. So, and George Russell is his new teammate. So George Russell's a young driver, promising young driver. He's been racing for Williams, which have been down the bottom. And George Russell obviously beat Hamilton.
And he came third.
He got lucky, though. He got lucky with he pitted just on the safety car. Now, when the safety car happens, of course, everyone slows down. If you're in the pit at that time, you get a real kick start. So he got the benefit of that, which pushed him up into the podium position. But he raced well after that. He was lucky. But Russell is now second in the championship. And Mercedes have not started well, but he's just been consistent. But I don't know. I think Mercedes typically will get things right. And I think when they do, Ferrari, Red Bull and Mercedes will have a pretty good competition.
Now, Daniel Ricciardo, the Australian, he finished sixth, and he also is 11th on the driving championships. Is he a chance to get up in the top three?
I don't think so. He races for McLaren. Lando Norris is another young bloke who finished fifth for McLaren. So Norris has probably had the edge over Ricciardo last season and early this season. McLaren have struggled in the first two races. In fact, Ricciardo did not finish in the last race and was well out of the points in the first race. But this was probably been the third race of the season. McLaren actually seemed to get some form again. So all through practice, all through qualifying, both Norris and Ricciardo were in the top 10. So to finish fifth and sixth, like, you look at the top teams at the moment and you've got Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, McLaren now. And the other one that's – and then you've got sort of Alpine. Alpine was the Renault works team, and they're probably the top teams at the moment. So, but McLaren, whether they can now keep pushing ahead, like, McLaren would have been looking for, like, to finish third or fourth in the constructors, which they are currently fourth. But I would think Ferrari right now are in box seat to win not only the constructors, even though it's so early in the season, but also – I think Leclerc's in the box seat to win the championship.
Now, something interesting, I saw where they were claiming it was a world record crowd and all this, but I'm sure Adelaide sort of used to have really good crowds, and also at the V8s as well.
Well, they're saying they had 419,000 people.
That's over the
weekend,
days.
Over the 4 days, Thursday to Sunday. They had 128,000 on Sunday. Now, the article's claiming that's a new world record for F1. Now, when we looked up some stuff from Adelaide, in 1995, the information, the story was that Adelaide had 210,000 on the Sunday and they had 500,000 plus over the 4 days. So that's a bit weird. It's hard to work out what's going on.
But then again, you look at the Victorians with the AFL and they recognise all these goal kickers, but not from South Australia or Western Australia. So, you know, as opposed to them, Adelaide's a backwater and doesn't count.
Yeah, but so I would have to get to the bottom of that. But Adelaide did have big numbers in the day.
What about the V8s?
Interesting, like, they're bringing the Adelaide race back again. It's going to be in December on the streets of Adelaide, and that was one of the promises from the Labor government if they got in.
Oh, did they get in?
They did.
Oh.
And it seems that they're going to push ahead with this. Now, the Liberal government said, hey, the numbers were dropping, wasn't worth it. But even their worst numbers in 2019, that's 206,000 people wow. came through the gates. Now, their peak was 291,000 back in 2008. So I would say that I wouldn't be surprised if in December this year, because you chuck in the COVID and people have been missing out, and I think people just don't realise how popular car racing is. And you think about it, if you've got nearly 250,000 people coming to watch going through the gates, how many people are sitting at home watching on their big screens? And, of course, there's more than that. So people don't appreciate, I don't think, how much Australia actually enjoy their car racing.
You know, it's really good to get such an unbiased opinion from you, not being much of a motorsport fan.
I'm a rev head, but it's one of those things that people say, oh, yeah, it's just racing. If you're not into it, you don't think about it. But it's a bit like these are big events. It's a bit like Melbourne Cup. Like most people who go to Melbourne Cup probably aren't real punters and love their horses, but that's a big event. And so people want to be there. And it's no different with things like the V8s in Adelaide. Like it's a big social thing on the calendar. And, of course, it's a big corporate thing. A lot of people coming from interstate, which they'll be able to do now. And obviously showed here in Melbourne that to get that many people through the gate, people are starved of those really big sporting events. And that's, of course, on with all the footy and everything else on the weekend as well.
You know, the Adelaide Grand Prix was fantastic. It's a pity that Victoria pinched it, but you know, we had it from 85 to 95. But did you know that we actually held a Grand Prix before that?
Yes, I did.
How did you know that?
Because down at Port Elliot, where I was staying in the holidays, I saw this guy's painted this Formula One stuff on the back of his shed, like on the road coming from Port Elliot to Victon. I thought, and it said Australian Grand Prix 1937 or something like that. And I'm like, really? The Grand Prix was here? And I looked it up, and sure enough, they were raced on the streets down around Port Elliot and Victon. And there's a great story there about like people coming down from Adelaide, and they had massive crowds. Again, hundreds of thousands of people back then. And, of course, imagine the streets of Victon full after the race. But those old cars, and, of course, it's a bit different, wasn't it? It's not like it is now, but they had all sorts of cars racing. But some of them were doing well over 100 mile an hour.
Oh, so they disposed of the man with the flag in front of the cars?
Well, there was interesting stories about people being on the track
wow.
and how the police had to come and push them back because, of course, safety was not probably the same as it is today.
Something really interesting is that it was held as a centenary of the state, 1936. It was the 26th of December. Obviously, our birthday is the 27th, and 28th. And the thing is that it's been retrospectively called the 1937 Australian Grand Prix. How can they call it 1937 when it actually happened in 1936?
Probably like these crowds, how they make these crowd numbers up.
It's a media cover-up, eh?
Well, the fact that it was is just – that's an interesting story in itself, like how many – tracks or races there have been. In fact, just talking about Grand Prix Formula One in Adelaide, there was talk on the weekend about having two races in Australia because, see, Formula One travel all around the world. Now, they've just been over in the Middle East. Now they've come here. They're going back now to Europe, and then they're heading to America for one in Miami. So they're all over the place, but they're saying, hang on a minute, when we travel, maybe we can travel a bit smarter. Because it's a lot of money, obviously, to ship these cars all over the place. But there was talk on the weekend about saying, hey, maybe we should have two races in Australia. And you think maybe Adelaide could put their hand up again.
Absolutely. And then maybe they can work it that they can do Japan at the same time, which is just up the road, do this side of the world.
Well, there's a few in Asia as well. So you go, well, let's do this part of the world, Oceania, Asia, Oceania, and then move around. Like
Makes
they have
sense.
Races in America. They've got South America, Europe, obviously. So maybe, just maybe.
Yeah. So for you, what was the highlight of the race?
Well, the race, I've got to be honest, the race was a little bit boring, to be honest. Like I thought it'd be a lot more action. I think probably for me, I was really pleased that Ricciardo and McLaren got, I mean, I'm not really a McLaren fan as such, I'm a Ricciardo fan. So wherever he is, I'm going to support him. But it was nice to see them back in action. And doing well, so that gave me a bit of hope. The other one, interesting one, was a guy called Albon who was out of Formula One for a year, races for Williams. Now, this guy, Williams aren't great at the moment. They're struggling. They're lower end of the field. But he was in the top 10. He hadn't gone in for a pit stop. Now, the rules are you must do at least one pit stop. And he had been on his tyres from the beginning, 58-lap race, You know when he did his pit stop?
57?
Yeah. And I thought, and he was running, I think at the time, seventh. He was behind Ricciardo. So I reckon he was running seventh. And I thought, he's got to go in for a pit stop, right? And he came out and finished 10th. And 10th is 1 point. So the top 10 are the only ones that scored points. So that strategy worked for him. He was on those really old tyres and keeping up with all those guys in the top 10. So Alex Albon, I thought that was a good little finish for him.
Man to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, so into another Car Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.